welcome to the Wonderful World of Disney audition episode 3.
Woo!
This time we have
like an insane amount of auditions.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
8, I think.
I thought it was 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 8.
What? I have 7.
Who are you missing?
I don't know. I have Temporary Butterfly, Soyala, Janie Girly 07, Green Girl, Animated 93, Ophical, and Melly.
Oh, okay. I know who you're missing. Technically, we have 7.5 auditions.
Which also, is that's the one I'm missing?
Yes.
Well, you had me worried.
Yeah. It's okay. I checked the contest email as well, so he hasn't sent in the other half of his audition. So, but anyway.
So,
we have, including that little half of an audition, if I can speak intelligibly, that would be great. Including that, we actually have more auditions in this episode alone than we've had in the other two episodes combined.
Together.
Plus, we get bonus footage of me and my lovely British accent. So this episode's going to be 1.5 miles long.
Oh, goodness gracious. So be prepared to listen to a very long episode.
Yes, indeed.
So, yeah, tonight we have 7 or 7.5 auditions. Do you just want to go ahead and get started? Or do you have anything you would like to say?
I'm completely blown away by the response this week. I don't know.
It was insane.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just because you people want to hear my silly British accent or what, but, you know, gimmicks always work. Always have a gimmick.
Mm-hmm. It was insane this week.
It was. Oh, my gosh.
And most of them we got within, like, a 3-day span.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's been pretty awesome. So, I guess we'll go ahead and get started. So first up is Temporary Butterfly, and her monologue is from the very beginning of the Aladdin movie. Again, I don't know his name, so I again wrote Small Dude from the beginning of Aladdin.
Apparently his name actually is The Merchant.
Oh. Well, that's no fun.
I know.
I'd rather call him Small Dude.
I know.
and her song
like, I joked around, like, I thought his name was Phil. That was in the thread, I think.
And the song she sang is God Help the Outcasts, which I love that song.
Yes.
From Hunchback of Notre Dame.
By the way, what? My lovely co-host actually sang that song on Animation Sensation this week, and it was quite lovely.
Oh, thank you.
It was very, very good.
Thank you. I don't think they noticed, but I actually sang that song for my audition.
Well, that's kind of ironic, because I sang the song I had originally planned to sing for my audition, but then I changed my mind.
Yeah, I didn't know. They just said a cartoon song from before 2000, so I was like, oh, well, that counts as Disney, so you're getting a Disney song.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, I did sing that. I didn't get to listen to the whole thing. I only listened to, like, the beginning of it this morning, because I got it before I went to school. So, anyway, I still had to listen to it. So,
I kind of cheated. See, I do that with their show. I cheat. I wait for the emails to come out and go check my inbox to make sure I made it through so I don't have to worry about all the tension of, oh my god, did I get cut?
That's how I found out the episode was up, was I got my email. But anyway. So yeah, here is Temporary Butterfly's monologue and song.
Ah, salam and good evening to you, worthy friend. Please, please, come close up. Too close. Welcome to Agrabah, city of mystery and enchantment, and the finest merchandise this side of the River Jordan on sale today. Come on down. Look at this. Yes, combination hookie and coffee maker also makes julienne fries. Will not break. Will not. It broke. Oh, look at this. I have never seen one of these intact before. This is the famous Dead Sea Tupperware. Listen. Ah, still good. Wait, don't go. I can say that you are only interested in the exceptionally rare. I think then you will be most rewarded to consider this. Do not be fooled by its commonplace appearance. Like so many things, it is not what is outside, but what is inside that counts. This is no ordinary lamp. It was to change the course of a young man's life. A young man who, like this lamp, was more than what he seemed. A diamond in the rough. Perhaps you would like to hear the tale? It begins on a dark night, where a dark man waits with a dark purpose. I don't know if you can hear me, or if you're even there. I don't know if you would listen to a gypsy's prayer. Yes, I know I'm just an outcast. I shouldn't speak to you. Still, I see your face and wonder. Were you once an outcast too? God help the outcast, hungry from birth. Show them the mercy they don't find on earth. God help my people, we look to you still. God help the outcast, or nobody will.
Okay, and that was Temporary Butterflies Audition. I guess I'll go first.
Alright.
Okay. For your monologue, I actually really, really liked this. I thought it was kind of funny. I really liked your energy, and your accent was really cute. And then after you said, like, I could actually understand you when you were saying this stuff really fast. Because it happened on another one. I couldn't understand what they were saying.
Yeah, that happened on Bright's audition.
Yeah, but you, I understood everything you said the first time I listened to it. And you were really very clearly spoken. And after you said the end of it and you said, come on down, and there was a little laugh, I thought that was so cute. I don't know why. And then when you have this sound effect, when you say, will not break, and then you did the little sound effect, and then you said, will not. And then I was expecting another sound effect when you said, right before you said, it broke. So that was, like, the only thing I really had a problem with. But I really liked the scene. And then, God help the outcasts. When you said, when you get to show them the mercy, when you said show them, it sounded like you said shlow them. The chorus, there were parts that were kind of, when you got to the chorus, there were parts that were kind of shaky, and it sounded like you ran out of air at the end of them. And I don't know, because that's how Esmeralda is, like, parts of her voice are kind of, like, shaky and have this, like, raspiness part to them. So I don't know if you were maybe trying to get that like her. Some of your vowels sounded a little strained and odd and not rounded, but I think your voice did suit her pretty well, but I really liked your audition, so that's really all I have to say. Audrey.
Okay, for your acting, I loved your accent. Very good character voice, too. Lots of excitement and energy in it. Like she just said, I could understand the little fast rushed part at the beginning, which was good. Too close. I laughed at that. That was cute. Let's see. The No Ordinary Lamp, you did kind of like a, almost like a raspberry on the P, the little pfft. I don't even know how it was, but it was weird. I wish you would have been a little bit more like sinister and foreboding towards the end. With the dark night and the dark man and the dark purpose.
The dark purpose.
And the S on purpose got kind of cut off. I don't know if that was just online.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did.
For God Help the Outcasts, I love that song.
I know, I love it too.
You had a very good tone. It was a bit nasally in places, I think, but still pretty. Were you once an outcast too? The two was held out really long. I don't know if it's supposed to be that way.
No, it's not.
I didn't think so.
It's shorter.
I haven't seen Hunchback of Notre Dame in ages.
I haven't either, but I listen to that song all the time.
I need to go watch that now. speak to you. The consonants, like, I don't... It was weird. It was really... You had a lot of explosive consonants in places, like, just kind of, like, little... Not a puff, but it would have been a puff if you were closer to your mic. You know, that kind of, like, explosive little breath of a consonant. And... It seemed to me like when you said God help the outcasts, it sounded like you were saying got help the outcasts. You had a really, really hard D a lot of the time. But you had a really, I liked your vibrato, and you just have a really pretty voice. So, I liked it.
I did too.
Yes or no?
Okay. I say yes.
I say yes as well.
Woo! We have Temporary Butterfly now in the Wonderful World of Disney. So that's number
seven, I believe.
Woo! Not even halfway there yet, but
yeah,
hopefully we will be by the end of this episode.
We're about a third of the way there.
Yep. Woo! Okay. So next up is
Javon M, which he's our half of submission.
Yeah. He's half. So he only did the acting, which I was like, I downloaded his file and it said it was 19 seconds long. And I'm like,
I think mine was only 13 seconds.
Mine was 19, I think. But I was like, okay, there was no way someone did a monologue and a song in 19 seconds.
Like, I didn't even look at the time length at first. I just opened it in my iTunes, and I have it set to, like, automatic repeat. So I was just going to let it play through, and I listened to his acting, and I was waiting for the song to start, and then his acting portion started up again because it's on repeat. And I'm like, what happened to this song? Where'd it go? And then I was like, it's not there. This makes me sad.
Yeah, I was so upset. So... Should we just critique the acting or not even do it?
I guess we could critique the acting. I kind of did.
Because it's not technically the full, like, thing.
Yeah.
Audition.
I guess let's go ahead and critique it.
Okay, so here, you say the name because I don't have it.
Here is Javon M.
Picture this. A rustic hunting lodge. My latest kill roasting over the fire. My little wife massaging my feet. While the little ones play on the floor with the dogs, so we'll have six or seven. No bell-strapping boys like me.
That was Javon M. with a monologue from Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. My first reaction was, whoa, your voice is deep.
Yeah.
And I mean, in his email, he had a link to, like, some sort of resume thing that had, like, all sorts of, like, film and stage credits on it. And it had his date of birth. And he's only 16. And my mind was completely blown by that because I have a little brother that's 16 and he doesn't sound anywhere near that deep. So I was just like, whoa.
Well, yeah, I obviously didn't write anything down because I didn't have him down. But, yeah, when I heard it, I was like, oh, my goodness, he sounds like the Gaston character.
He really does.
It was really cool. I thought it was awesome. And I was just upset when there was no singing part.
Okay.
Okay. Like. So, that's really all we had to say. We really liked it.
I had a little bit more written down. He had very good emotion. You make a very good Gaston. Mm-hmm. The like me bit at the end, for some reason that makes me want to hear you as the Old Spice guy. we'll have six or seven, that phrase, about there and a little bit before there, it got louder and the emotion got a little weird to me. Almost sounded like your voice cracked a bit. I don't know. And then your singing, of course, was not included. Why not?
We needed it.
That makes me... This is a recording, so you can't see me, but I'm making a very sad face right now. Very, very sad face. Because, like, just from hearing your speaking voice, I get the feeling you would either be a baritone or a bass. And so I wanted to hear you on some nice, low, lovely singing. And I didn't get to, and that makes me sad.
Mm-hmm.
Because now we have to disqualify you. We can't let you through on just the acting. It's not fair to everyone else.
So send in your singing part if you're listening to this. Send it in. Well, we sent you an email, so send it in.
Yeah, we did send you an email.
Okay. You finished?
Yeah.
Okay, so up next is... I'm probably going to say this wrong. Soyala? She's on YouTube.
That's how I've been pronouncing it in my mind, so I don't
know. She's on YouTube, but she has a number after it. So yeah, Soyala. Her monologue is Maleficent from, I'm gonna say Beauty and the Beast, Sleeping Beauty. And her song is Colors of the Wind from Pocahontas. So here is her audition.
Well, quite a glittering assemblage, King Stefan. Royalty, nobility, the gentry, and... how quaint. Even the rebel. I really felt quite distressed of not receiving an invitation. Oh dear, what an awkward situation. I had hoped it was merely due to some oversight. Well, in that event, I'd best be on my way. Why, no, your majesty. And to show I bear no ill will, I, too, shall bestow a gift on the child. Listen well, all of you. The princess shall indeed grow in grace and beauty, beloved by all who know her. But before the sun sets on her 16th birthday, she shall prick her finger on the spindle of a spinning wheel and die. The rainstorm and the river are my brothers. The heron and the otter are my friends. And we are all connected to each other in a circle, in a hoop that never ends. How high will the sycamore grow? If you cut it down, then you'll never know. And you'll never hear the wolf cry to the blue corn moon. For whether we are white or copper skinned, we need to sing with all the voices of the mountains. We need to paint with all the colors of the wind. You can own the earth and still all you'll own is earth until you can paint with all the colors of the wind.
Okay, and that was Soyala. With her audition, I still don't know how to say it, so. Okay. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to?
I guess I can go first.
Okay.
Excellent evil laughs. My first note is you had really good evil laughs. You sounded, like, kind of stuffy-nosed, I don't know, in places. I don't know if this was just my earbuds or what, but your mic had kind of an odd, far away quality.
Yeah.
Not seriously noticeable, but like, I don't know, it almost sounded like you did a noise removal or something, and it made you sound kind of further away. You had very good emotion at the beginning, like really haughty sounding. which is good for Maleficent. This is where it gets hard to explain, though. The 16th birthday and onward, towards the end, it was... The emotion on that I didn't like so much because your voice, you got, like, really kind of edgy and in-your-face angry, which Maleficent is not quite like that. Even when she's angry, she still has kind of a smoother tone to her voice. So I don't know how to explain that, but I just didn't quite like that. And for your singing, I don't know if you were singing in a really big room or if you put this on as an effect or what, but there was a lot of reverb, and I don't understand why.
Was she the one that said she put reverb on? Someone said they put reverb on.
I think she was. So then that explains that. Mm-hmm. Some of the notes, how high does the sycamore grow, and can you paint with all the colors of the wind towards the end, sounded like they were a little too high, like you were straining to try to reach them. Mm-hmm. You have a nice tone, just don't strain too high. You had kind of odd, lispy-sounding S's. I think that came from more like the noise removal kind of effect. Like, it wasn't a lisp S, but, like, I don't know, like, I couldn't hear it halfway. Like, you know how you get that really sibilant S sound? That, like, hissy part of the S was gone, which was weird. And you had kind of stuffy nose sounding on your, like, N's, where your N's, like, rolled into another consonant. It sounded a little congested. I know there's, like, a lot of sickness and allergies going around. I myself am still recovering from massive allergy attacks, so it's that time of year again. For some reason, there was about 4.5 minutes of silence at the end of it. I assume we're going to cut that out, but there was, like, almost double the length of your audition in silence at the end of it, which was weird.
I was like, because I always see, mine has the time pop up. And it said it was like, what, six?
Five and a half minutes or something.
And I was like, that is really long.
Or more than that, I think.
I think it was like 6.5 minutes. And I was like, that is really long.
I was like, that is really long. What did she do? Sing like a whole really long song?
And then do a really long monologue?
You came in the middle of Colors of the Wind. And I was like, okay, maybe she did like a medley or something, and she finished this song and did a bunch of other ones, and then you wrapped up Colors of the Wind, and it was just silence.
Yeah.
I kind of like skipped through it because I didn't want to sit there that long and listen to silence.
Yeah.
So I was like, there's nothing here.
I skipped through it. I was like, is there anything else?
Okay, your turn.
All right. For your monologue, I thought the emotions needed to be much more prominent. I thought the beginning of it, like, the emotions were good, but the end needed to be more prominent. I have, when you start at listen well, all of you, the rest of that needs to be, including that. I thought your laugh was really, really good, but basically what I have is emotion at the end. Your emotions just need to be really prominent at those parts. Your song, how high, you had that too. It sounded kind of strained, and I thought how high specifically kind of sounded sharp. When you say never know, you held out the R, and so it was like never know. Some of your vowels sounded strained, and so did some of your S's, sounded a little weird. But I thought your energy on the song was very, very nice. You were very loud and prominent, like she is on the song. And I thought your voice was very pretty. But yeah, just the things I have with your song is some of the things sounded strained, and then some of your consonants and vowels were strained too. So I feel like my critiques are so short compared to yours.
Well, that's because I'm like, I don't know, I guess I'm very detailed.
I'm not. I'm just like, okay, get this, 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 and this. I'm just not. I don't know. I just have, like, the things. I think there's certain things that really stand out to me, or that stand out to me more, and then I, like, pick on those.
Yeah.
So, that's what I have. So, yes or no?
I'm honestly kind of torn. Oh, God. I'm leaning towards yes, but I'm not really sure.
Do you want me to say mine, or do you want to say
yours? You go ahead, I guess.
Okay, well, I'm going to say yes. What do you want to say? Don't be pressured by what I just said.
No pressure, just, no pressure. Say what you want. Where did my page go?
She's probably freaking out right now.
I know. And, like, I'm torn because I don't really want to be mean, but, like, I don't know. We've just got so many people this episode. But I'll say yes.
Woo! Now she can breathe.
Yeah. Like, you can let out that breath you've been holding for the last, like, 20 seconds.
Okay, so that is person number 8 into the wonderful world of Disney. Woo! Okay.
So now we're, like, 2/5 of the way done, I think?
2/5?
I don't know. I don't like fractions.
Isn't 8 more than 2/5 of that?
Well, because, like...
Yeah, it is.
8 is 2 times 4, and 20 divided by 4 is 5.
Oh, yeah. I need to learn my math.
See, I'm good at math sometimes.
Sometimes, though. Okay, so anyway, next audition is...
next audition is our first re-audition.
Janie Girly 07, who is re-auditioning.
She was the first one we turned down, and she came back to us. That is dedication. Yay! Right there.
Sarah. Her name's Sarah. That still confuses me.
Maybe her middle name is Jane?
It is. I think that's what she told me. Is her middle name something like Jane? Yeah. Or it is Jane. Something. I don't know. She messaged me about it.
That's interesting. My mother's name is Sarah Jane.
Creepy. Anyway.
But this is not my mother, I assure you. Because this girl is from YouTube, and my mother doesn't know how to put stuff on YouTube. No. Besides which, this girl is quite a bit younger than my mother.
Yeah, I'm sure this girl might even be younger than you, so...
Yeah, I don't know how old she is.
I don't either. Anyway, her monologue is from Aladdin, and it's a Jasmine monologue. And her song is Part of Your World Reprise from The Little Mermaid. So here is Janie Girly 07's re-audition.
Hi, this is Janie Girly 07, and I will be re-auditioning for this contest because my first audition was not very good because I honestly had one time to record it, and I'm just like, whatever, I'll send it in. So this time I'm going to be a bit more serious and actually try a bit harder. Okay, so here's my audition, and I hope you like it. What would I give to live where you are? What would I pay to stay here beside you? What would I do to see you smiling at me? Where would we walk? Where would we run if we could stay all day in the sun? Just you and me, and I could be part of your world. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know something's starting right now. Watch and you'll see. Someday I'll be part of your world. Oh, Father, Raja was just playing with him, weren't you, Raja? You were just playing with that overdressed, self-absorbed Prince Ahmed, weren't you? You must be married to a prince. The law is wrong. Father, I hate being forced into this. If I do marry, I want it to be for love. Try to understand. I've never done a thing of my own. I've never had any real friends. Oh, except you, Raja. I've never even been outside the palace walls. Then maybe I don't want to be a princess.
Okay, and that was Janie Girly 07's audition. I'll go first. I just want to say, like, I don't know if you changed your voice or not. Kind of reminds me of, oh my god, I can't think of her name. Who is the girl that's the voice of Jasmine? I want to say Linda Larkin.
I have no idea.
Because it's like, two different girls that voice and sing.
I know her singing voice is Leia Salonga.
Yeah.
Or I think that's how you pronounce it. I don't know.
But yeah, I think it's Linda Larkin. I don't know. Are you typing it in?
Yes, I'm
looking it up. I am too. It is Linda Larkin. It is.
Props to you for knowing that. I did not okay. know that.
So, your voice,
but your voice did remind me of her as well.
She has a very distinct voice. Like, it wasn't the same, but it did remind me of hers. But, anyway, that scene, I just thought she's really, Jasmine's really emotional at that point about love and being forced into being, or forced into marrying someone and wanting to really be in love. And I didn't think her emotion was coming through with that. Towards the end, she, like, really says that she just doesn't want to be a princess anymore. And I didn't think your emotion changed to where she, like, finally pushed through and just is like, well, I really don't want to do this. So I just thought your emotion was the same throughout and really constant, and your levels just needed to change more. For your song, you still got a lot of vibrato. Yeah. Even really simple words, there's a lot of vibrato.
And I don't know if it's that there's a lot or that she just naturally has a really, really fast vibrato.
I don't know.
I think she just has a really, really fast vibrato, but it makes her voice sound really shaky.
Yeah, it's good to have vibrato, but once you have too much, small words. Yeah,
too much and it kills it.
Yeah, so if, like, you can, try to control your vibrato.
Use it in moderation. All things are good in moderation. Don't overdo it.
Because even simple, having a lot of vibrato on simple words is just too much. So really try to control that and just get the notes straightforward and don't use the vibrato at the end if you are able to control that. The second half of the song, the song is split. The second half of the song, I didn't think your emotion changed at all. Her emotion from the first part to the second part of the song really changes. In the second part, she is really, I don't even know how to say it.
Yeah, she's, like, kind of wistful, almost. She's, like,
the first part is really soft, and the second part, she's really, it's, like, I don't even know how to say it.
Yeah.
Like,
she's kind of determined. She goes from being wishing to being determined, really.
Yeah, and so she's, like, really, the first part of the song is softer, and then the second part of the song is really prominent and loud, and I just thought you stayed the same for that softness for the whole song, basically. And then I thought there were notes, I think it was because you stayed so soft, and a lot of the notes you did do the same, I thought you got flat a couple of times.
Yeah.
Because I think it was probably because you were on the same note most of the time. Or basically the same note. So I noticed that. So just the emotion with the second part is what I really got. And then you were flat. So that's what I have.
For your singing? Okay. I know I keep saying I'm really picky about puffs. I think that is due in large part to my earbuds, because I tend to listen to people's auditions with my earbuds, and I have Skull Candy earbuds, which are, like, they tend to be kind of bass heavy, which kind of means puffs stand out more.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, when I listen to them on my computer, I don't hear the puffs, but when I listen to them on my iPod, I do.
Yeah. So, like, if I were to unplug my earbuds and just listen through my laptop speakers, I probably wouldn't notice it, but through my earbuds, it's, like, extremely noticeable. You didn't have a whole lot on your singing, but you did on your acting. And I don't know if that's maybe your mic or what, because it depends on the mic. Like, I don't know what kind of mic you're using. I'm using my Rock Band mic, and I have, like, a little ghetto-fied puff screen sitting in front of it.
Woo, ghetto mics!
So, like, to kind of keep my puffs to a minimum, even though I know I probably have a whole bunch and you people are probably annoyed at me for criticizing you on your puffs. yeah. Again, I had the note about your vibrato. You used a lot of it, and you have, I guess, a really fast vibrato. I don't know if maybe that's because you're nervous. You don't need to be nervous. We're not going to eat you alive.
I don't even think we're that intimidating.
I know. We're really nice. Don't be afraid. People. So yeah, but just the overdoing the vibrato, it makes your voice sound really shaky, which I know we commented on your last audition. But this one was a lot steadier to me than your first audition. Mm-hmm. What would I give to live where you are? I don't know, maybe my earbuds are making this stand out too, but you had kind of a congested sounding consonants. Like stuffy nose kind of sound on some of your consonants, which I picked that up on a lot of people, so I don't know if it's just mm-hmm. my earbuds or if it's illnesses going around or what. But yeah. For Jasmine's scene, I actually kind of disagree with you. I think she had good emotion, although I bet, and I wish she would have, like, brought it out more in places, because mm-hmm. it was good, it was just kind of all one level. I agree with you on that. you should have been more exasperated at parts, and then kind of almost desperate towards the end, you know, like, she almost feels trapped, you know, because she's, like, she's going to be forced to marry someone that she doesn't even know, much less care about. maybe I don't want to be a princess line. That was like really fierce and kind of angry and frustrated, and I liked it. So I think that's all I had. I have down what I said before. You know, you're the first one we said no to. But you came back, and we love you for that.
Woo! You get... Was
she the one that had an intro thing on her first one?
No, that was... Could it be back. Girl?
Yeah.
She had an intro this time, though. Yeah.
And in your speaking voice, I don't know if we're going to include that or not, but in your speaking voice on the intro, I heard a lot of, like... Mandy Moore-ishness in your voice. Like, I really want to hear you on some Rapunzel now.
Like, people want Rapunzel.
I know. I love Rapunzel. Like, she is one of my... She makes my top three Disney princesses, for sure. I love her to bits.
Yeah. I think a lot of people can sound like her. She has... To me, she has that, like, girl next door voice.
Yeah, she does, really.
But I've been told too that I sound like her, and I'm like, whatever.
Well, you do kind of.
I totally don't think I do.
I got told on HCOE because I did the healing incantation for my second audition, mm-hmm. and I got told that I sounded a little bit like Mandy Moore. So I guess she is kind of easy to sound like, but mm-hmm. like
I think she has one of the most like I don't know how to say it. It's like nor I don't know that sounds weird
normal kind of generic voices, you know, like. Not, like, you can tell it's her, but it's kind of easy to mm-hmm. sound like her, easily imitable.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Yes or no?
I say yes.
I say yes as well.
Yay, so congratulations! Jane Shirley!
This is what happens if you re-audition. You might actually get through, people. Of course, I don't think we've cut anybody else yet, but...
No, we haven't.
Well, we have. We cut Javon M because he didn't sing for us.
Oh, yes, we did. Well,
shame on him for not singing for us.
Tisk, tisk, tisk. Okay, so that is now number 9. So we are almost halfway there.
Woo!
So, next up is Green Girl. Her monologue is from The Lion King. It's Nala. And her song is To Be Free from the Aladdin musical at Disneyland, which I've never seen or anything.
Yeah.
So, but this song, I was like, okay, I don't know.
Yeah, I need to start doing that because you people keep doing springing musicals on me. And I'm like, I'm not familiar with the Disney musicals. I'm familiar with the movies.
This musical, they only do at Disneyland.
So, Disneyland is in California. Do you know how far that is from Texas?
That's really, really far. Do you know how far it is from Ohio?
That's really, really, really far.
Yes.
So neither of us have ever been there or seen this. Yeah. So,
we'll have congratulations for stumping us. We have to go and listen to all of these. Just for you guys. Like, so you better feel special.
At very least, I'm going to have to start looking it up. Because I know Janie Gurley, I think, was the one that did a musical song last time.
Yeah, she did the Beauty
and the Beast. She did Beauty and the Beast from Broadway, I believe.
Yeah.
So you people keep springing...
I'm familiar with that.
You keep springing musicals on me, and I'm not familiar with them. I need to go and look them up.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so...
With no further ado, here is Green Girl.
I don't understand something. You've been alive all this time. Why didn't you come back to Pride Rock? You're the king! Simba. Scar let the hyenas take over the Pride Lands. Everything's destroyed. There's no food, no water. Simba, if you don't do something soon, everyone will starve. Simba! I left to find help! And I found you. Don't you understand? You're our only hope. How ungrateful is this lucky bird, spurning a privilege for one simple word. Freedom to stretch these golden wings, freedom to touch the sky. Why, some would ask what she want to be, free to throw away a treasure, poor with pleasure. I'd sacrifice riches beyond measure. Just a girl with a boy. What a perfect fantasy. To find love, to feel joy, to be
okay, and that was Green Girl with her audition. Do I go first this time or you?
I think I go first because I think you went first last time. We have so many people, we're losing track, okay?
Oh my gosh, my mind can't comprehend.
I know, it's absolutely mind-boggling. I need to say that in my British accent later. Because I just feel like that would sound funny if I said it in a British accent.
It would.
Okay, for your acting, I really like the way you say Simba. I'm just going to put that out there. It's kind of almost seductive. I don't know. It's just your tone. This is our second repeat monologue of the day. Because I know Temporary Butterfly did the Merchant's monologue from Aladdin. And so did Bright Disaster in the last episode. And I believe it was...
Skywish.
Skywish, yeah. Skywish did this monologue in the first episode. Mm-hmm. You had really good emotion on this. Desperation? Check. Frustration? Check. Lack of understanding of Simba's behavior or attitude? Check. You did have puffs in places, but again, I have sensitive earbuds, so I'm trying to tone down the picking on that, because they just stand out a lot more to me. Overall, I really, really liked it. Singing. Another song I didn't recognize. You people in your musicals. Good tone. Great energy. You sounded a little bit nasal in places to me. the word joy, because I know that's one of the ones, like, you held out and you, like, I think crescendoed on it. It sounded kind of strained and, like, gravelly-ish. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the deal was with that. There was a little click at the end, which I guess was you stopping the recording or something, but it apparently picked it up.
I heard that on a few of them.
Yeah, I had that on, like, two of them, I think. Otherwise, I really had no problems with it, except for, like, your volume levels, I think. I have that written down in parentheses. Like, you were, like, I don't know if it was just the song itself or what, but, like, you had places where you were really quiet, and then you would crescendo up into the next phrase and be really loud, and then you would go back and be quiet, and then you'd be really loud. I don't know if the song is supposed to be like that, but, yeah. That's all I have, I think.
Okay, well, I said, from what I remember, I haven't seen Lion King in a while, and I still need to see the 3D one.
Oh, I know.
I'm
so excited for that. I really need to go see it.
I know, I do too. But from what I remember, you kind of sound like her, from what I can remember.
Yeah, she does. Oh my gosh, she really did sound like Nala.
Mm-hmm. And I thought your emotion was really, really good. Like, I really, really like this. And you were very, very clear, but, you know, she's a line. I thought your emotion was perfect, but you can always add more emotion, even if you don't need it. But I thought it was really, really good. Your song. Again, I also don't know the song. I had the same thing you do when you said joy. It was really, I thought it sounded just kind of strained. And then when you held out the word sky, I just thought it's the Y. What am I talking about? I don't even know. Okay, sky. When you held it out, it was, like, it wasn't open sounding, sounded, whatever. It wasn't, like, open enough. So I just thought that sounded a little, eh. So just open the Y a little more. But that's really all I had a problem with.
Yeah, I actually
have any problems with this.
You are picking up on vowel stuff that I didn't pick up on. Like, I picked up on a lot of people with, like, explosive consonants and, or, like, congested sounding consonants, but you're the one saying, oh, well, you need to round out your vowels. So between the two of us, we've got the whole word figured out now.
That's what, like, when I learn music and stuff, that's what my teacher's most picky about. Yeah. Vowels, so that's probably what
And
I
like
it.
My choir director was really picky about that as well. Mm-hmm. I know, but
yeah, so yes or no?
I say yes.
I say yes. Number 10.
Woo, we're halfway there.
Woo!
And we've still got half of our auditionees to go through for this
goodness.
Episode. So
alrighty.
Oh my goodness.
So, let's get on with this.